May remember last month we were checking in with Robert Thompson, the founder of Punch Bowl Social, opening up a brand new location in Deep Ellum. Turns out he likes North Texas so much, he's getting ready to open one in Fort Worth, so we decided to invite him back. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back in Texas.
So you were looking around for, what you said, I think 5 years to find out the Deep Ellum location. What's the attraction of Fort Worth? Why aren't you competing against yourself?
Well, this is, as you know, it's a big old market, Dallas, Fort Worth. So there's plenty of room for all of us, for all of our locations, of course, everybody else around here. And we really like sort of the cultural differentiations between Dallas and Fort Worth. They're kind of all on the same spectrum, but there's some nuances that we found intriguing.
So do you replicate the same place in each city?
From a design perspective, we always make sure that we customize it for that specific market. So in Deep Ellum, you see a lot of references to jazz music and punk rock scenes from the live music history there, and as well as the railroad tie-ins for Deep Ellum and Fort Worth. There's obviously a lot that goes on there with Stockyards and we really wanted to customize it. You'll have to come in and see it. There's some specific references to some musicians that were based out of Fort Worth, some color schemes. We'll even have a conversation about why we put sparrows all over the design there.
That all starts July 27th. You've done this before, though. I mean, you started out in Denver. You're open in Austin, Chicago, Atlanta, Indianapolis, San Diego. You know, this is not like popping out a small hamburger joint. There's a lot of capital involved in this. You must have a lot of investors.
We did it the old-fashioned way, retail, hook or crook kind of approach to capitalization for a long time. But 2 years ago, we brought in a great institutional partner in L. Catterton, and they've been phenomenal to partner with. It really helped us approach our growth in a more balanced manner, understanding what our capital source was.
And you got to find somebody who understands your business, because there's something fairly unique that we've seen about restaurants and cafes, because so many of them have sprung up here. In fact, your capital investors last month were the ones who bought Del Frisco's outright. But they've invested in you, not bought you outright. Why?
That's right. They're partners. Well, we weren't looking for... we weren't interested in selling the company. We have a lot that we want to accomplish, but we're also not greedy, and the right way to approach that is bring in the right partnership and grow it together.
So, do you think this concept is scalable? I mean, if you're gonna, it's one thing you're gonna open in a city like Dallas, you're 23,000 square feet, but if you end up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, or something, you're probably not gonna build that.
Yeah, so that relates to this small box opportunity that we are experimenting with in Fort Worth. So the Fort Worth location is our first 12,500 square foot box, as opposed to 23,000 square feet. That having the ability to go into smaller markets like Fort Worth with a smaller box lowers the capital investment for that location. Creates an opportunity in that small box to meet our return on invested capital thresholds. And expands our white space. So our unit count can dramatically increase as a result of growing the smaller box in addition to the large box.
So you have plans to open more this year?
We will still open this year. We have another location in Austin. So we opened a location in North Austin at the Domain four and a half years ago, almost 5 years ago. And so three this year total in Texas, Deep Ellum, Fort Worth, another one right at 6th and Congress in Austin, and then we're opening in Salt Lake City.
Oh, really? Well, now that's going to be a challenge, isn't it?
There's so much. Salt Lake City has changed so much reputationally. It's founded by Mormons, and that certainly is the die that's cast in how people view it. But there's so much migration into Salt Lake City because it's such a great city to live in. Fascinatingly, Salt Lake City's city council is LGBTQ controlled, and that's not something you probably would have envisioned, right?
Robert Thompson's the CEO, the founder of Punchbowl Social. So how far back do your roots of this business go? You say you were experimenting with this in 1997. That certainly precedes Punchbowl Social. Did you grow up in the business?
I started in the industry when I was 16. I've been doing this for a hot minute. And but in 1997, I was able to scrape together enough capital to open up my first location, which was called Buffalo Billiards in Nashville, Tennessee. And then I did a second location in 1999 in Austin, Texas. That was my second deal and I ever put together, and that was right at 6th and Brazos, which is interestingly 2 blocks from the location that I'm opening up in later this year.
So you had a good eye for it then. Well, we wish you all the luck, and especially with the new, it'll be interesting to see the differences with the smaller box location and see if you can replicate the success around the country. Robert Thompson, the founder of Punchbowl Social. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Cheers.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.